Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690. It is time to talk with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening here on a Thursday. How are you doing, Denise?
Pretty good, James. How about yourself?
Doing well. Well, we've had a lot of busy several events here in the past week.
We have.
I know, especially lots of great Midland stuff happening. Vaudenville seemed like a success from my point of view.
Very much a success. I think we had over 200 people there. That was guesstimates that we were making. We were trying to count, but you know how that goes. People get up and move around. But we did want to thank, you know, everyone that came out and supported us. The Midland Board, who put a lot of work into getting this done. And I did want to announce we have a bear. It's a stuffed bear that was made out of the original Midland curtain by Carolee Keith, and we raffled that off, and Arnita Shelton won that. So we'll be handing that over to her here in the next week or so. But the bear, you know, it's got the original curtain on it, and it also has a necktie from Strasburg's Menwear from downtown. So it's got a lot of Coffeeville connections to it, and we appreciate everybody who bought a raffle ticket for that.
So. Oh, that was great, and it was a really fantastic. I know a lot of people enjoyed getting out of the event, and then from the school there, being able to see that Midland sign lit up all the way down 8th Street.
That was great, right? You know, and then we do have blue lights now.
I saw them working on that.
Yeah, so I haven't seen them at night yet. They turned them on yesterday during the day, and it couldn't see them at all, so hopefully they show up at night and just adding a little bit more every day.
So. Yeah, so there's little ones right up at the top and those little kind
of
arches.
There's some little alcoves up there, yeah. And then, you know, we're looking at how do you light the stained glass, too, because I don't think I've ever seen the stained glass lit up.
Oh, yeah.
So we're working on all that. So hopefully here in the next week or so, we'll be seeing, you know, some more features to it.
Okay. Well, speaking of the construction, that sort of thing, I know that you mentioned that the carpet was coming in.
Carpet's coming in. They're still doing a little bit construction work and tiling and stuff, so I think that's going to hold off for a little while and probably within the next week or so.
Great. But,
yep, it's coming down to it. I mean, it's looking good in there. I went in yesterday, and the doors are getting painted and stuff. You're starting to see it come together, but
it's all about that prep.
It is, and they had the lighting back where the snack bar used to be. Now that there's really no snack bar there right now, but we'll see how that looks here in another week.
Okay.
They've got till, I think, September 6th was the drop-dead date to have it done. So.
Okay. So well, we've got the popcorn machine coming in, so that's another exciting thing. So.
Yes, we do. We need to have a place to put it.
Sure.
But sooner or later, we'll have it there.
Hey, that's a milestone.
Yep. And then I want to remind everybody about movie night, National Treasure, on August the 26th, and we will be having a scavenger hunt for kids along with other activities for that night. So mark your calendar for that one. And then moving on to the neighborhoods, Peggy, they're doing some harvesting over there and also getting the garden cleaned up. Can always use volunteers. So stop by there. And it's the last call for the painted rocks for the Viper in the Ville. And I think they are up between 35 and 40 feet on this snake. So, you know, paint a couple rocks, take them over there, and check it out.
Hey, that's good stuff there.
And then I just want to remind you, you know, Fair and Rodeo is coming up. And this weekend, we have a dorm move-in for all the people coming to CCC. And we've got Donna Chambers with us.
Yeah, joining us here on the line. So, good morning, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi.
Good to have you on here, and glad that you could be joining us here. And I know it was mentioned at St. Paul's a couple weeks ago, but we do have, I know some area churches helping out with the dorm move-in, right?
Yes. How this got started was a couple years ago. You know, I go to St. Paul's, and we're the Lutheran Church, and we're right across the street from the college. And I remember when I moved into the dorm at Wichita State 50-some-odd years ago, how helpful it was when I pulled into the parking lot that there was somebody there with dollies to help me get up to my room. And I don't know if people realize in Coffeeville that those dorms hold 533 students. And so many of those students are, of course, a lot of them are on athletic scholarships. And they're from out of state. A lot of them are even from out of the country. Especially, you know, a lot of the soccer gals are from England and Scotland. And so this is the first time they've ever been to Kansas. And so I just think it's really helpful for them when they come to Coffeyville for the very first time that we welcome them. So what we do is we have some dollies that the college provides, and then we bring our own, and it'll be starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, because the move-in for the residence halls is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I'm trying to organize Friday from 9 to 5. I don't know how long we'll last. And what's really fun is when these kids first get out of their car, when they pull into that parking lot, and they act like they know what they're doing, and they don't. Because the first thing they have to do is go over to the student union and check in and see if there's any paperwork that they need to do. And then they come back to the dorm at Powell Hall, and they go inside, and that's when they get assigned their dorm room. And then they can come back outside and start moving all their stuff from their car up to the dorm room. And these kids have lots of stuff. I remember last year there was one boy who had 17 pairs of shoes all in the box. And, you know, most of them also have refrigerators and microwaves and stuff. So we'll help them get up to their dorm room and just, you know, just talk with them and just be welcoming. And so we're organizing Friday, and my name's Donna Chambers. If you want to help, you don't necessarily need to call me. You can just show up. But my phone number is 918-808-2018. And Josh Davis from Tyro Christian Church is organizing Saturday. And his phone number, if you want to talk to Josh, is 620-515-4521. And I do want to just kind of tell you a little story from what happened last year. There was this mom and dad who had driven down, believe it or not, from Toronto, Canada, with their two twin boys that were starting to go to college here at CCC on a track scholarship. And that those parents were so relieved, especially the mom, because she sat with us under the shade in the cabana while the boys went over to the student union to see if there was anything else they needed to do. And she said, I am so relieved to, you know, to see somebody welcoming that I know I can trust that my kids are here in Kansas. I don't know why I'm getting emotional. I think it's a lack of female hormone. But anyway, so I just wanted to say that, you know, it is really neat. And you guys, you know, if you think, okay, I'm older and I can't physically help, you know, that's okay. Just come sit under the cabana in your lawn chair for 30 minutes or an hour and just welcome these people. Because, like I said, like those parents that were from Canada, never been to Kansas, and here it is August, you know, it's hot, and you just chat with them. And it kind of relieve their anxiety. And two guys, think about this. The economic impact in Coffeyville of these, you know, 500 basically new residents to Coffeyville that are here, that are spending their money, and then family comes in to attend a football game or a soccer game or whatever the kid's involved with, and they're going to stay in our motels, they're going to buy our gasoline, they're going to eat in our restaurant. So let's just welcome them. So I would love to have somebody come tomorrow and just sit there and say hi.
Donna, that's just fantastic. And can you tell folks where you're going to be meeting if they do want to stop out and buy? You said he's going to have like a tent or cabana kind of set up there. What's the best place to meet?
Oh, okay. And the good place, if you're going to come help, is don't park in the parking lot right there by the dorm, because it gets crowded and it's, you know, people coming and going. And so park over on 9th Street and then just walk over and you will see our cabana. It's a blue cabana. It will be right outside of Powell Hall. That's the dorm room that's on the north side. That's right there by the parking lot. The Powell Hall is the boys' dorm. And I can't remember off the top of my head what the girls' dorm is, but they're on the south side. But we'll be right outside the boys' dorm there at Powell Hall. You'll see us. You'll see the blue cabana.
And, hey, Donna, do you still need donations of snacks and things to hand out?
Oh, sure, yeah. If somebody just wants to drop off, like, you know, those, like, Cheetos or a bag of M&M's or, well, probably not chocolate because it's too hot, that
an energy bar.
That's always helpful too. We have some now. You know, I've got bottled water, and I'll have bottled water and ice. That's the main thing. It's, you know, it's hot, so we're giving out bottled water, and just kind of helping people know where they're supposed to go and kind of what the deal is. And CCC really appreciates us helping us do that too. So.
Well, that is great to be able to roll out the welcome mat and that sort of thing, and make sure that, you know, students can feel welcome in the community. Donna, for the folks who just tuned in, if they are interested in helping, what hours are you going to be there tomorrow? And then the folks from Tyra are going to be there on Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. Well, the actual dorm move-in where the CCC is there inside starts right at 9, but I'll be there tomorrow probably by 8:30. And I imagine Josh will be there Saturday by 8:30 too. You know, also. So, and it, you know, it's going to be hot, but, you know, we've got some shade and ice water, and it, you know, it's really fun. It's fun to welcome these people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've helped out, you know, especially at K-State, you know, it's just a massive deal. Of course, there your magnitudes of, you know, thousands, and it's just the orchestration of that is nutso. But here, you know, there is this fun, a little bit smaller scale, but hey, that's 500 is nothing to sneeze at. And so, yeah, hopefully people can stop by even, and you're going to be there into the afternoon, right?
Yeah, hopefully I'll last till the afternoon.
Right, I know.
Well, hopefully you'll have enough help.
Yeah, if we can have enough help, that helps too. So, you know, somebody can go take a break, and you know, it's air conditioned inside dorm as we're taking the kids up and down. Because I don't know if everybody knows this, but there's only one elevator in those two dorms. And so, you know, it's not like you're walking the stairs, but, you know, you help get their stuff on the dolly and get them moved up and stay with your dolly and come back down and you know, sit around for a while and chat and then do the next kid, you know.
Well, that's going to be great. And of course, I think we'll try to get your number and contact information thrown up there on the website. But for the folks who tuned in, can you give us your number one more time?
Donna Chambers, and my number, although I live in Coffeyville, I have a cell phone. My area code 918-808-2018. If you have any questions or just show up tomorrow and we'll welcome you two to help you welcome the kids.
Okay, well, Donna, well, I will definitely, I'm planning on trying to stop by there in part of the afternoon, and maybe I'll try to drag Shay along or something, so we'll see what we can do.
Volunteer,
that's
right?
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, Terrabence Coffee came the very first, a couple years ago, and they even brought coffee. I don't know if Matthew's planning on doing that this year, but, you know, because it's kind of hot for hot coffee, but, you know, so, and lots of the area churches, you know, maybe not tell me that they're coming, but they show up anyway because, you know, it is a Friday and people are working. But, you know, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5, over at the dorm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Donna, for stopping by and letting us know about this, and hope plenty of people can show up and help. And it's going to be a fun time just to welcome those folks into the community.
Yes, it is. It's fun.
All righty. Well, thank you, Donna, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you
bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Donna Chambers joining us here. And again, CCC, Red Raven Move-In. And I know that's kind of dovetailing here with the Taste of Coffeyville that's happening at the college as well.
Right.
Coming up, too.
I think they have a lot of things going on this weekend. I mean, make a great first impression on these kids coming in from out of town with their parents.
Yeah, you know, because it is, like Donna said, it's an exciting time, but it's also a little bit of a scary time, too, you know, for the students maybe who haven't left home. And, of course, the parents are, I'm sure, always, you know, a little nervous too. So
right. I can remember those days dropping somebody off and then leaving.
So. Yep, there's a lot of emotions. So it is definitely an exciting time. So anyway, thanks for wrangling Donna in and getting her on the air. That's good.
I'm glad she came on.
I
wasn't sure she would, but
she did it. So.
Yeah.
And then we had I think one more thing that I wanted to hit, and it was kind of related to some news that was announced on a Tuesday's commission meeting.
Yeah, I mean, look forward to, you know, the awnings. Love them or hate them, you know, they're coming down. So can't wait to see how that changes downtown. But, I mean, positive, right? Everything's going to be positive on the things that we're doing down there.
Sure. So, well, and of course, we know that this is not going to be the silver bullet for the pigeon issue.
Right.
But it will undoubtedly help give them fewer places to roost.
Yep, I can't wait to see how this all turns out. So
yeah,
exciting times.
The Coffeyville against the pigeons continues.
Yep.
Now, I was thinking we should try to, you know, train them to be, you know, messenger pigeons. So we could, you know, have some for Coffeyville, some for Independence. We could use those to, you know, communicate sort of thing. But I don't think they're the right breed.
Well, you know, I'll just sit back and watch you do that one, James.
Right.
So if you need some pigeons, come on down.
Good.
You can.
Yeah, there's plenty of them. Yep. Yeah, just wash your hands. Good grief.
Right.
Well, that's some good stuff. And then also for some of those businesses, there are some grants that have, there's some going to be some help available in the form of awnings, right?
Right. You know, for, you know, the city of Coffeyville, that half-cent sales tax, we had a little workshop on the grants that are available for facade and electrical plumbing, things like that for business owners. Moving a new business downtown, you spend, you know, your $10,000 doing it, and the city will reimburse you $5,000. So, you know, go out to the city website. There's applications there, explains all of that. So, you know, hopefully the awnings come down and we get replaced with really nice facades.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, and then there was also saying, you know, some of that grass will come out and that'll change a little bit as well.
Right. I think it's going to make a huge impact downtown. And, you know, you walk under now and there's boards hanging down. There's the lights that are installed in the sidewalk that are broken. They haven't worked for years. So, you know, it's just going to clean up a lot, I think.
Yeah. So. No, that'll be good. And I know we'll all be happier to dodge fewer messes on the sidewalk.
Right.
So that's some good stuff. All right. Well, appreciate you coming on, Denise. Anything else we need to know?
Nope. Just volunteers.
Volunteers.
That's what
as
we need.
Always. So a great opportunity here tomorrow over
that's
at
right.
the dorms. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Denise, for coming by. And we look forward to chatting again here soon.
Thanks, James.
And we'll be getting to Open Line here in just a few minutes, right at 9:10 on the Mighty 690 KGGF.